Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. I'm so excited to be with you here today, and I wanted to do a special thank you to Rachel Van Zant, who is a Patreon sponsor. Those click, click, clicks you hear in the background are my dog walking around in the house, so hopefully she will stop walking around and we won't have the click, click, click. But anyway, thank you, Rachel, for being a sponsor of the Restory Show on Patreon. That's a huge blessing to me and helps for paying for things like Caleb, who's been engineering this podcast. So thanks again, Caleb. So today we are in 1 Corinthians 5, verses 9 through 11, and we're walking through verses from the seven deadly friendships, which is now 21 days old. So excited that that book is now out in the world. A little nervous too, so if you want to pray for me, that would be great. But these are all relational verses, and this is taken today from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, the HCSB, and this is what it says. I wrote to you in a letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. I did not mean the immoral people of this world, or the greedy and swindlers, or idolaters. Otherwise, you'd have to leave the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who claims to be a believer who is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater, or verbally abusive, a drunkard, or a swindler. Do not even eat with such a person. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, I thank you so much for the wisdom that your word offers. I am continually astounded when I read it and find such nuggets of wisdom. And here Paul talks about who we should associate with, and he's definitely a man with an evangelistic heart. So he says, yeah, you got to go out in the world. You have to love people who are different than you. You have to hang out with immoral folks. And that's part of the mandate, the Great Commission. So Jesus, thank you for his admonition to do that. But I am so grateful too for this encouragement to be cautious around people who name the name of Christ but don't live as if they love him. And so, Lord, I pray for those listening today who are in that conundrum right now. They have these friends who call themselves Christians. They have used all the right Christianese, all the right language. They even boast of great things, and perhaps even they're gifted teachers. And yet, when you pull away the layers of their life, they're not really living as if they love you. And so, Lord, open our eyes to this phenomenon in our world today. Help us to understand, what does it mean when Paul says, do not associate with anyone? And I do think that there is something to be said about connecting yourself with someone who's hypocritical continually in their beliefs about you, Lord. So give us eyes to see and discernment to have with those folks. Now, that's not the same thing as someone who's just struggling. Someone who's struggling, there's the connotation that they're trying, that they are trying to die to self, and they're just having a battle, and that's different than someone who's willfully saying one thing and behind closed doors, and maybe not even behind closed doors, openly doing another. And so, Lord, help us to help us to walk away from or to disassociate from those who live that kind of lifestyle. And I'm pretty surprised at this list, Lord. Sexually immoral seems pretty obvious. Greedy seems pretty obvious. It's not as obvious to know what does an idolater look like in today's society. Verbally abusive. Lord, I pray for the person in a verbally abusive relationship. And hearing this scripture may be really confusing for them. Lord, show them the pathway that you have for them, especially if they're in a marriage with a verbally abusive person who claims to be a Christian. A drunkard, that's pretty easy to see, but in today's day and age, we have to also equate that with someone who is addicted. And Lord, that's not an easy thing to do either, because we are called to love our neighbor. We are called to help those who are in crisis. And so please give us the discernment of when to intervene. But Lord, I think this has more of a connotation of when you've continually intervened over and over and over again, and they cannot seem to leave their lifestyle of drunkenness or drug abuse. So Lord, teach us what it means to stay close, teach us what it means to walk away, and give us the discernment in either one. Lord, thank you that you are good, you are strong, you give us the strength to do really hard things, like to disassociate from a friend. That's really, really hard. But I just thank you that I don't have to do this on my own, that your spirit lives within me, your spirit lives within the people in this audience. And you will give us the power we need to make these hard decisions. Thank you so much for your love for us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. It's been my amazing privilege to pray for you almost this entire year of 2018. We started in February, and now it's October, and we'll have a really great celebration on February 1st. Of 2019. If you have any ideas, let me know. And also, I'm looking for some World Wednesdays. So if you speak another language, if you could just go to marydemuth.com. And in the upper right-hand side, there's this little graphic that has a microphone on it, and you can record your prayer. So you would just say, "Hi, my name is," and you say your name, "and I'm praying from," where you're praying from, "in this language," whatever language you're praying in, and then go ahead and pray. You can either pray spontaneously, or you can read the Lord's Prayer in that language. So thanks again for that, and I hope you have an amazing day. Quick announcement, if you want to grow deeper with Jesus every day, as we've been praying these prayers every day, there's a way to do that now. We have four journals, and they go by the season. So the autumn 92-day journal, and there's a winter one, and a spring one, and a summer one as well. And you can write down the scripture of the day, your own prayer, a place where you can list your gratitude, and also the answers to prayer. And so this is just a way for you to take your Pray Every Day experience and journal it for your own spiritual growth. This will help support the podcast. So just look in the show notes, and you will find a link to Amazon to be able to purchase this 92-day journal this autumn. So thank you so much. And huge thanks to Tricia Goyer, who came up with the idea for me.